Palantir has relocated its headquarters to Miami, the second move for the mass surveillance AI tech firm since 2020. According to the company's annual report, the relocation follows ongoing protests at its properties that executives say have diverted staff time and financial resources. Meanwhile, organizers with Denver Anti-War Action are calling the move a victory.
This is proof that coordinated and collaborative action by the people is the most effective means of creating a better world.
That was Michael Hughes with Denver Anti-War Action. He says the group formed after Palantir moved its headquarters from Palo Alto to Denver in 2020, also following months of protests. Hugh says when Palantir opened up its Denver headquarters, community groups and unions, including SEIU, organized coordinated demonstrations. Protesters objected to the company's contracts to build surveillance tools for ICE and the Israeli Defense Forces.
In Palantir's own words, automate and optimize the kill chain.
A part of their campaign, organizers would hold noise demonstrations outside Palantir's office. Dawa also pressured elected officials, noting that Colorado lawmakers received campaign donations from the company.
In Colorado, those have been primarily or entirely Democrats. So we started disrupting their town halls, confronting them, really. You know, it turned more and more disruptive as they tried to ignore us. But we started confronting them back in spring of 2025. And we kept that pressure on for the politicians and at Palantir's headquarters for the entire past year.
In April 2025, organizers with Dawa attended Congressman Jason Crow's town hall, questioning him about the nearly $60,000 in campaign contributions he received from Palantir.
Sir, this is a private event, so you're going to have to...
Am I signed up for it?
Why is Jason Crow taking money from Palantir? Palantir is committing genocide. Their AI is being used to deport people.
In the wake of mounting pressure, Congressman Jason Crow and Senator John Hickenlooper announced earlier this month that they would donate their Palantir-linked campaign funds to local immigrant rights nonprofits. And on February 16th, Palantir quietly announced it would move its headquarters from Denver to Miami, Florida, which has been celebrated as a win for Dawa.
We know that direct action works. There's a, you know, centuries of history proving that. We know that it had an effect. Our politicians certainly know that it had an effect. And Palantir themselves said it had an effect.
Palantir has not responded to requests for comment on the relocation by media. However, the Miami Herald reports that Florida has stronger anti-protest laws than Colorado and California. Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation in 2021 expanding the definition of a riot and increasing penalties for demonstrations. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.